In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In the beginning, the Word existed, and the Word was face to face with God. Yea, the Word was God Himself. It was through Him that everything came into existence. It was by Him that life began to exist, and that life was the light of mankind. So the light continues to shine in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it. He came into the world, and though the world through Him began to exist, it did not recognize Him. He came into His own world, but His own people did not welcome Him. But to all who did accept Him and trust in His name, He gave the right to become the children of God. So the Word became human and lived a little while among us. And we actually saw His glory, such glory as an only Son receives from His Father, abounding in grace and truth. This is the story of Jesus of Nazareth, as it was told by His followers. It is the story of a tragedy that became triumphant, of a defeat that became the greatest victory the world has ever known. After Jesus had fulfilled all prophecy and His work on earth was finished, He departed from His disciples and was carried into heaven. His followers remained on earth to spread the good news of salvation. In these early days, those who believed in Jesus met together in secret places to worship Him. At this time, they were called the people of the way, or simply believers. They had no written gospels to share with others. They learned about the life of Christ from the disciples or from persons who had witnessed the events of His ministry. Every memory became a treasure to be shared with eager listeners. They gained strength from hearing the teachings of Jesus. His parables and sayings were passed from father to son and from friend to friend. These first followers often told these stories by means of hymns and spiritual songs. In this way, the story of Christ was faithfully preserved until the time when the Spirit of God inspired devout men to record it for all time in the books we now call the Gospels.
Grace be to you, Gaius. Is your family well?
Very well indeed, Eli. The Lord has greatly blessed us. All of my household are now followers of the way. This is my wife, Rachel, and this is my friend, Marcus. I have brought him tonight to hear the preaching of the diet. He seeks to know more of our faith.
I have seen a change in Gaius and Rachel since they come to believe in Jesus of Nazareth. I want to learn about him also.
You're welcome, Marcus. We're all seekers of the truth, but to know about Jesus is not enough. We must also believe in him so that his Spirit enters into our heart and he guides us in the paths of righteousness.
Do you also believe he was truly the Messiah?
Only the Messiah could have spoken as Jesus did. He spoke with the authority of God, not of the scribes and the Pharisees. He came to fulfill the law, not to destroy it, as some said. There are many here tonight who saw him cause the lame to walk and the blind to see. Only by the power of God could he have raised the dead.
This is what is so difficult to believe, that any man could raise the dead.
Oh, but he was more than a man, Marcus. That's why we come to worship him as Lord and Master.
Here is our leader, Adiah. You must meet him.
Grace and peace be unto you, brother.
This is our friend, Marcus. He seeks to know more about Master.
We are glad you have come, Marcus. You are most welcome to visit with us.
I have heard so much about Jesus, but yet I still feel that I know so little.
All of us are like babes in Christ, seeking to know the truth. Please be seated, all of you. I never fail in giving thanks for you, as I mention you in my prayers, that God of our Savior, Jesus Christ, might grant you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation for an understanding of himself. granting you illumined eyes of the heart, so you may know the nature of the hope in which you were called. And how overwhelmingly great is his power for us believers. It is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead. You too were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you once conducted yourselves in line with the ways of the world system, controlled by the one now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we all once walked, as we indulge in our fleshly desires and carry out inclination of the lower nature. But God is so rich in mercy that he made us alive in unison with Christ. By grace you have been saved, through faith and not that of yourself. It is God's gift, it's not from works, so that no one may boast. My brethren, you must always keep in mind.
Hurry, you slow-witted creature. I want to see what's prompted you to leave my palace against my orders at night.
But please, you shouldn't be here. It's not right.
Not wrong, is it? What does a slave know of right and wrong?
Please, Rabbi, forgive me. I didn't mean to cause any harm.
No harm, Mary. Now, what troubles you?
My mistress Flavia followed me tonight when I left the palace.
We welcome all those who wish to know more about God.
Which God are you talking about? There are many gods from which to choose.
There is only one God, the God of our forefathers. All others are but inventions of foolish men.
Such questions as these have no interest to me. I have come here to see if what I've heard is true about your meetings. Do you really have love feasts? I've heard that you drink wine and eat bread, pretending that it's flesh and blood. Also, do you dip each other in pools of water? You must have a mighty strange religion. If you love each other as much as you say you do, you must have mighty, shall I say, interesting meetings?
The love of God is far beyond human knowledge. It is a love of the spirit rather than the flesh.
Spiritual love? What on earth is that?
If you wish to know, we will be happy to explain it to you.
We must not make light of things we don't understand. We should keep our heart and our mind open to new truth.
This will be a novel experience.
Jesus came to give his life so that we might have his life. The love of God reveals to us. The love of God reveals to us.
Thank you.
messenger. My people have awaited the coming of the Messiah for many centuries. The prophet said that he would come to save us from our sins and to teach us what God is really like. But many of us were mistaken in our belief of what he would be.
Was he not the king of the Jews, a descendant of David?
I always thought he would come as a conqueror to rid us of the tyranny of the Romans.
Oh, mistress, please forgive his frankness, but what he says is true. Many of us believe that he would be an earthly king, coming in splendor and majesty to set us free. And he did have great power, but the freedom he gave was the freedom of the soul. Until Jesus came, we didn't realize that all of us were in bondage to sin. And that is worse than any slavery that man can devise.
You dare to call me a slave?
All of us are slaves to sin until Jesus sets us free. It is true. Many thought the Messiah would come as a king or a mighty warrior, or even as a miracle worker and astounding people with his magic. Even Jesus was tempted to be that kind of Messiah, as he later told his disciples. After his baptism, Jesus went up into the wilderness to pray about his mission.
Oh, man. Forgive men of their sins.
Bye.